Hello, hello, and welcome. I'm Mike Stewart, and here we are at MikeStewart.live. So glad to be here. I'm waiting. Hopefully some folks are going to be getting their seats, and we can have some good Q&A today. I don't have a guest today. I wanted to talk about some of my own case study examples of things that I'm doing with audio and video in a couple of businesses, and I want to document those things, and I want to share with you that if you make the commitment to create content online and you make the commitment to do something regularly, it holds you accountable. It's really, I am guilty of procrastinating. It's one thing to know how to do something. It's another thing to want to learn how to do something. And it's another thing to make the commitment to do it regularly. There's a lot of things that applies to, but the health of your business and the health of your mind and everything, makes a commitment to sticking to a program and being held accountable. That's why having a coach, having a mentor holds you accountable. Going live for me holds me accountable to probably the most important things that I'm doing these days for my business, which is content marketing. So, I don't know if you're on my MikeStewart.live website, if you're on YouTube or Facebook, but one of the things that I'm doing and I'm teaching in .live Secrets, which, by the way, I'll bring up our sponsor here. This show is brought to you by .livesecrets.com. Go live, repurpose, and archive the ultimate content marketing solution. Well, it's not only do I teach it, do I recommend it to my coaching clients, to my business owner colleagues, but I do it myself because it's that important. This day and age, we hear about SEO or search engine marketing or search engine optimization. And there's been some evidence that it's really, really hard to get ranked in the search engines for certain keywords that bring you customers. And it's a cat and mouse game. I wish SEO was doing better than it, but we've seen, in fact, there was a report I read recently that SEO is 50% of what it was 10 years ago. It doesn't mean it's gone away. It just means that there are two other ways to get found online and build relationships of know, like, and trust. And one of those is paid advertising, which I'm a huge supporter of, a big fan of paid advertising. That's called search engine marketing, Google AdWords, Facebook ads, Twitter ads. I mean, there's all kinds of folks out there that recommend ways that you can get people to your content and your websites. But content marketing is the commitment to make good content. Do it. And one of the ways that I'm doing it is by going live and then repurposing that content. So let me up and then I get over here and I'll bring up my slides. So one of the things I'm going to want to talk about today is how my live streams, like MikeStewart.live, I've got two live streams that I do, and one is in a vertical of pest control. And I'm going to share with you things that we're doing with audio and video and marketing and content marketing. My good friend Jeff Herring is the content guy. He's the guy who has templates because people struggle with what content to make. One of the things about going live, I have to think about, okay, I got 2 weeks to think about what the next show is. What guest am I going to have? And I'll be honest with you, I was wanting a guest for today that couldn't make it. So I said, I'm going to go solo today and talk about what I'm doing with content marketing. So number one, if you've never seen Gary Vaynerchuk's content marketing pyramid, you should look at that. It's free on the internet. Just Google Gary Vaynerchuk content marketing process, and you'll see that this is a slideshow, about 80 slides of the massive amounts of content marketing that he does in his business. So I don't have near the energy he does. He's, half my age, and he's just a powerhouse of energy. But he made a comment one time. He said, I should be doing 1,000 pieces of content a day, 1,000 pieces of content a day, 7,000 a month, 28,000 pieces of content a month. Now, he has a huge team that helps him make that reality. He says that's what he wishes he was doing, 5,000 pieces of content a day, which I think is pretty unrealistic. I am committing to two major pieces of what's called pillar content. What you're witnessing right now is my pillar content. What you're witnessing right now is me making a commitment that on the second and fourth Monday of the month, I'm going to try to deliver some really good content. And then the marketing strategy is I'm building content that lives on the internet forever and can be repurposed. In fact, the slogan I have here is I'm going live, then I repurpose that content, and then it's archived on the internet forever, and it has links back to all the things that are my business. So my pillar content and your pillar content with audio and video, the easiest way to make content is just talk to people, just like I'm talking to you. And I see people are coming in here. I look forward to maybe taking some live questions here at the end. But at the end of the day, you can see that's what this is based on. Now, I wanted to share with you my two live streams that I'm doing, going live, repurposing, and I am archiving. And how do I archive this content? YouTube video, Facebook video. I strip out the audio. It becomes my podcast. I transcribe it. It becomes a blog post. And then you can chop it up, as Gary says, into micro pieces of content. So in other words, you can take one thing that takes you, you know, I average 20 to 30 minutes by myself. When I have a guest, it seems like we get into all kinds of tangents. And the next thing you know, an hour's gone by. But the thing is, going live makes me make this pillar content, and I do it here. And in fact, I invite you. We did a show earlier this morning for the pest control industry. This is a live stream just for a vertical, an essential business. I mean, it doesn't matter what the vertical is: real estate, hair care, health, whatever business, whatever passion you have. You know, you could do a live stream about your passion, and then of course point people back to the things that make you money, whether it's a coach or performance or you name it. But we do it in the pet. Our audience, really, our audience for pestcontrolmarketing.live could be anyone, because if you just put your business in place where we say pest control, it would apply to you because they're direct response marketing principles. But when you're talking to people in your niche, one of the things about my partner, Hal Coleman, he was a pest control owner, so they really relate to him. And I get to share that trust and likability because I've partnered with somebody who is really a pest control guy. I mean, I could do this in real estate, but I'm not a real estate guy. I don't know the real estate business, not like a real estate person would, or on and on and on. So anyway, the point is when I do a live stream with a partner like this, it holds me accountable. It's like I know I've got to make a commitment to make the pillar content. And I wanted to show you the case study. So like I said, I have two pillar contents that I've committed to. I could do more, but in fact, I just saw Pat Flynn, who is one of the top podcasters in the world, just put out an email that he has gone live every day for since the start of the pandemic. 200 live videos. That's the kind of commitment some of the rock stars of content marketing do. And I'll be the first to admit, I don't want to do that much, but I tell you what I'm doing is working, and it's better than doing nothing. So anyway, those are my two live streams. And in fact, that's why I got the URLs .live. I want to make those my channels. It's really easy to remember. I mean, pestcontrolmarketing.live, MikeStewart.live. One of the reasons I put my live stream on MikeStewart.live is there's a lot of well-known Mike Stewarts in the world. Right here in Nashville, there's a congressman, Mike Stewart, and you Google Mike Stewart here in Nashville, all of his stuff comes up. You Google Mike Stewart on the Google, on Google worldwide, a body surfer, famous, surf guy, board guy from California comes up named Mike Stewart. So I want my folks to know how to find me. That's why I dominate live streaming for Mike Stewart. That's why MikeStewart.live is all about me. It's not, I get this question all the time. Do you have to use a .live? Absolutely not. But what you can't control is when somebody hears something and what they remember. I hope that everybody hears this that knows that if you want to get to my content that I am archiving on the internet, all you got to remember is four words, MikeStewart.live. Those four words, and I dominate the search engines with content marketing. So how does live streams make us money? Well, what we do at really both of our websites, I've already had evidence of this, and I really haven't been doing this since I think June. You know, really since the pandemic hit that I got serious and I said, oh my gosh, you know how to podcast, Mike. You know how to do YouTube videos. You know all these things, but you're procrastinating. You're not doing what you teach others to do. You know, I did a lot of things, video sales letters, and we had been doing a podcast for the last 3 years in pest control, and it's been making us money because it's building a know-like trust factor with our audience. And in fact, I have to give credit to my partner, Hal Coleman. For years, he says, Mike, we need to do a TV show, an online TV show. And I said, well, the technology is, you know, you can do Zoom, but you really need to do a live stream on the social media sites, and you need to do it to YouTube. And I said, there's a piece of software called OBS. And I said, it's just really just not, it's not very friendly. And I don't want to do it on Zoom because Zoom is meeting software. Well, when Join StreamYard came along, that's what I'm using now. That's what changed everything this year. And, so hence why, we're doing our live stream that way, and we started making it. But what I really discovered about it was the repurposing opportunity. In other words, once I get done with this piece of content, my podcast is done. My blog is done. My social media is posted. I mean, I do one act and I'm getting all this repurposing, of content marketing. And then I get also this opportunity to, know it lives on the internet for many years to come. I archive everything at our websites. If people can remember the four words, pestcontrolmarketing.live, that's five words, or mikestewart.live, or they Google it, or they can go to the URL, that content is archived there. And so they can binge listen, binge watch in all of these multiple places. So anyway, our content is making relationships with our target market. And of course, we're surrounding our websites with links and backlinks to the things that make us money, like our coaching programs, our membership sites, our downloadable programs. And one of my passions, you can see here, I have musical instruments here. My passion, I'm selling marketing music, what I call SERP term jingles, to the pest control industry, and it's working. And they're using these jingles in their podcast. Everything is cross-pollinated, and it's all because of getting a relationship built online while I'm doing other things. Now, let me tell you how we're building our audience. And this is something that you can do, but this is working for the pest control. I need to do it for my own business. I haven't started doing this, but we are buying advertising, very cheap advertising, to give away a free book called How to Grow Your Pest Control Business. So in other words, you should write a book, how to grow whatever business you consult or whatever business you do, and give it away. We did a program this morning on Pest Control Marketing Live about the power of giving things away free and the power of reciprocity. When you give away something of value to somebody, that's called a freemium. And people are more apt to do business with people that were willing to give something first without any expectation. The reason I'm doing this content and giving it away free is because it's the right thing to do, but in some of my networking groups, they actually have a slogan, givers get, meaning that, you know, when you're willing to give away enough information to build a relationship, a percentage of the people will come back to you and do business. So in other words, be willing to build a relationship by giving something away free. So we are paying advertising to get people to download our free book, and then that gets them in our email list, which we broadcast to them every time we do an episode. Hey, we're going live. Don't miss it. And it's building our audience, and it's doing the same thing. A lot of you here may be here because I emailed. Some of you may be subscribed to my YouTube channel. Some of you may follow me on Facebook. I see people are here live now, but there's a lot more that could come, but it's not just about going live. It's about the fact that people can subscribe to it, listen to it on demand. It's the binge watching, binge listening phenomenon of the internet. You know, Netflix and all those places have proven that. So let me get my mouse down here. So just to show you, look at all the free books that we've given away in just the last 10 days. Those are people getting in our funnel, all from a free book that works on autopilot. There's no work here involved. It's just set up, and we know that these are targeted prospects that we want to build a relationship. We haven't tried to sell them anything. We just now have identified them, and we get them to go to our live stream, subscribe to our YouTube channel, get in our Facebook group, all of those things to build that relationship. And of course, we email that list to watch us live. You, just like I email you, I've got an email list that I've built over years. We're not trying to sell anything. All we're trying to do is create great content that people will get value from, and we know a percentage of those people will reach out, because we do make it easy for you to reach out to us and do business with you. And that's the lesson here. Then in the live stream, which becomes our podcast, which becomes our YouTube videos, becomes a Facebook post. And this is all instantly. When I turn this system off, I'm 10 minutes from the podcast posting. It takes me another 5 minutes to transcribe it at otter.ai. The YouTube video is already posted. It's already configured. The Facebook post is already there. And then we're linking back to the things. By the way, the only sponsor on our shows are us. I don't try to get outside sponsors. The only sponsor for my show or for the pest control show are the things that make us money. And so that's a good segue for me right now. Here's a word from our sponsor.
Dawn Life Secrets. Go live, repurpose, archive. Dot Life Secrets
is here, and I am more excited about this training than any offer I have made in years. Content marketing is the way you build visitor traffic to your online business offers. Some say the only organic SEO left. When you make the commitment to create a regularly scheduled live show, repurpose that show as a YouTube video, podcast in Apple and Spotify, as a Facebook, Instagram, or LinkedIn post, and transcribe that audio into text for articles and memes, it is the fastest, easiest way to do content marketing and have audience engagement. My course has three offers: do it yourself, done for you, and a financed cert term jingle bundle. I believe in this so much, I made the commitment to go live, repurpose, and archive myself. So go to dotlivesecrets.com and you can start going live, repurpose, and archive yourself.
Dot Life Secrets. Go live, repurpose, archive. Dot Life Secrets.
Now, I just want to show you text messages from this week to show you that, guys, that this is social proof. This is real. This was a text that I got. My name is Josh, and I've been listening to your podcast for a few weeks now. I'm starting a new pest control company in New Jersey, and you can see there on and on. I have acquired of them. Let's see what this is. I just need guidance through the process. You seem like a good fit. Let me know. I'm available. And in fact, what he was saying here was, you know, there was no selling. There was absolutely no selling. This is just because I gave the ability to connect with me. And when I talked to this young man, Josh, he admitted to me that he binge listened to 40 of our podcasts. And then here's another one that's happened the other day. When are you available to help me set up my website? Thanks, John. So I'm just telling you that content marketing is working for you while you're doing other things. It's real. And of course, this is something else that was kind of exciting just this week. One of the businesses that I do is I produce and manage podcasts for business clients. In fact, what you just heard a moment ago is my SERP term jingle. A SERP term jingle is terms that I'm number one in Google for. Dot Live Secrets brings up Dot Live Secrets. Mike Stewart Dot Live, all of those things that you're hearing, I'm trying to build and establish in my audio. But we started doing the Faith Pest Control podcast with a pest control agency in North Georgia. And I got a text actually this week. I just sold a $1,400 termite job specifically as a result of our podcast about treating termites. I just thought you'd like to know that. You know, I wanted to show you that sometimes you feel like, you know, am I doing this for nothing? But, you know, I can tell you from consistently doing it, the first time I did it, I didn't have live listeners. And I can see now I've got a lot more. Thank you, folks. This is the biggest attended show I've had to date. And that means the Q&A will even be more fun. And I, you know, one of the things it's all about, you know, binge watch this, go back and watch it again, share it with your friends. It becomes social media. People ask me all the time, What can I do about my social media? And I'm saying, are you making media worth being social? Social media just means content that's being shared. And most of the time, that content is not constructive content. This is constructive, positive content designed to help people, whether we do business or not. And then we, well, you know, as a business owner, that a percentage of the people can and will do business with you if you, if your intention, you know, if you're, if what you teach is real. And I just wanted to share with you that content marketing with my concept here is holding me accountable and making me do what I need to do. And then, of course, one of the last things I want to mention about my passion about podcasting, which is what I'm doing right now. I'm doing a live stream, going to turn it into a podcast. This was huge. When Amazon said, we want your podcast. I mean, I got an email because I had a podcast for pest control and for myself, and I was in Google and I was in Apple. And so the question you got to ask yourself, if you're not podcasting, if you're not content marketing, if you're not doing some sort of strategy to hold you accountable to do something on a regular basis, and three of the largest tech successes ever on board are wanting podcasts. You know, I'm in Google, I'm in Apple, I'm in Amazon. You should be too. So here's kind of the wrap up of that. And then we'll take some questions here. My pest business and my Mike Stewart business. So those are two businesses of mine. And both of them are growing, even in spite of the crazy times we're in, even in spite of the pandemic, because, you know, unfortunately, there's some businesses out there that are suffering, and we got to do everything we can to help people. So that's why I figure giving away lots of great free content is a good thing to do. But at the same time, you know, work with businesses that are essential businesses like pest control and marketing and online marketing. I mean, learn from the big tech guys. So here's the formula for building content marketing using podcasting, blogging, and YouTube live streaming and Facebook Live. Go live at a regular time, like me. I committed to twice a month, second and fourth Monday of the month. I want to make people be aware of that. That's the regular time. I'm going to do my best to never miss a second and fourth Monday of the month. Now, why didn't I commit to more? Because I've got a lot of other things I'm doing that I'm passionate about, and I didn't want to make a commitment I couldn't keep. So it's better to do it once a month than to never do it. It's better to do it twice a month than once a month. I was talking to my good friend in one of our shows previously, which you ought to go back and listen to some of these other shows. Tom Antion was great. I'm going to have Tom back again. He said he does three podcasts a week. This is a guy who poo-pooed on podcasting and now can trace all kinds of new business. He's up to episode like 250 in 3 years, you know, and I'm ashamed to admit I'm only at about episode 7 here with this podcast. But you know what? At the end of the year, I'm going to have a whole lot more podcasts. I mean, you know, two a month means times, that's 24 podcasts that I'll have done by the end of the year. So, and then I'll make it bigger here so you can see it. Sorry for those folks on the podcast that can't see it. All the more reason to go to MikeStewart.live and watch the podcast, but you can listen to it in the car. Anyway, so I take that on. After we get that done, the only advertiser in my content is me. I'm an advocate of SERP term jingles. SERP term jingles is when you sing the words that help you get found in Google. We've been doing that with all kinds of businesses. I take my audio from this live stream and I instantly, because the StreamYard can download it. I don't even have to strip it. It's already built. I transcribe it at otter.ai and it becomes a blog post. And then I promote and distribute it on social media, YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, LinkedIn, Spotify. And I do it again and again and again from now on. If you have a chance, you ought to check out clickseminars.live. Another one of my friends in concept, having some great speakers. Yesterday, we actually had the great Jack Canfield of Chicken Soup for the Soul as one of our presenters, and he had an awesome presentation. Alicia Little, Armin Morin is this Friday. So, okay, well, here's a good question. How pricey is StreamYard? Michael, StreamYard is free to practice and learn at first, and then I have the $25 a month account. I pay 200 and something a year, unlimited live streams. My gosh, it's probably one of the best values I've ever seen for doing all this stuff. And of course, I teach everything how I do that in .live secrets. So check out, but my affiliate link is joinstreamyard.com. You know, it doesn't cost you anything, but me referring you to StreamYard, if you go to joinstreamyard.com, it lets them know that I referred you. And if you ever thought about doing a podcast, check out doneforyoupodcastservice.com. That's something that I'm doing for pest control agencies. I'm doing it for all kinds of businesses, and going to have a lot of folks that are getting content marketing in place. So great questions today. Thanks, guys, for being here. And in 2 weeks, we'll have another show. Tell your friends. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast, subscribe to the YouTube channel, subscribe to the email. Don't unsubscribe from the email, because I promise I won't send you a lot of emails. I'll just only send you emails when I think they're important. And have a great day. We'll see you next time. MikeStewart.live. Audio and video marketing.